and another troubled nation is getting a reminder of how brutal an internal battle for power can get. Colombia has been fighting a war for many years against communist guerrillas. In recent years, the government appears to have made progress, killing many rebels and driving them deeper into the jungles. Not for the first time, though, the government faces questions about its methods. Human rights groups say army units are under pressure to produce results, and that may explain why some rogue army units are accused of killing peasants, civilians, killing them and dressing them in combat fatigues, then presenting them as rebels killed in battle. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from San Francisco, Colombia.
The cemetery in this hamlet in northwestern Colombia overlooks a verdant valley. Nelson Valencia opens the big iron gates and comes to pay respects to his brother, Robedo.
I come here to visit him. Every Saturday they do a mass here at 4 p.m. It's very sad.
Robedo was only 16 when troops shot him dead last August and claimed he had been a guerrilla. The local government human rights ombudsman later discounted their claim. Colombia's long, shadowy guerrilla conflict has been marked by atrocities committed by rebels, by death squads, by soldiers. But little was known about what are called extrajudicial executions until now, as a sharp increase in the killing of civilians has prompted outrage among rights groups and concern among reform-minded officials in the Ministry of Defense.
33, 34, 35.
In the town hall, Marta Lucia Arbolea leafs through papers that document extrajudicial executions and disappearances in this area. She is the government's human rights ombudsman here. She's looking into claims that troops have killed civilians.
Fortunately, the people are deciding to denounce these crimes so the killers don't remain free.
A coalition of human rights groups estimates 955 civilians were executed by troops between mid-2002 and mid-2007. And both the Attorney General's Office and the Inspector General say they are investigating hundreds of cases that may involve up to 1,000 victims. Juan Manuel Santos is Colombia's defense minister. He says the army's traditional reliance on the body count to measure success, that is, counting dead combatants, is contributing to the problem.
The body counting is something that we have said we have to erase from the doctrine.
Santos said the Army's new policy places more importance on encouraging desertions rather than killing rebels. The minister has issued new rules of engagement and assigned consultants to combat units to advise on the use of force. The Attorney General's office is also prosecuting dozens of soldiers accused of murder. But critics, including influential ones in Washington, say more needs to be done. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy heads the Senate's Foreign Operations Subcommittee. He's withholding $23 million in U.S. aid until he sees more progress.
By all accounts, we find that civilians are just being taken out, executed, and then dressed up in uniforms so they can claim body count of guerrillas killed.
Military officials say there's a command and control problem. The armed forces have nearly 300,000 members, nearly twice the size in 2001, and many units operate far from central control. Rafael Pardo is a former defense minister.
The army has grown a lot in terms of men, but the mechanisms of internal control have not grown by the same proportion.
The towns where killings are taking place are much like San Francisco. Tiny communities of meek farmers. Along its narrow streets, sappy ballads play from cantinas, and children play in the central square. The place seems blissful, but the conflict is never far. Marelby Quintero says her husband, Rodrigo Albedo Jimenez, was stopped by one army patrol in 2004. He soon turned up dead, dressed in guerrilla camouflage.
They put a gun in his hand, and I don't know how many grenades, so people would say he died in combat.
The teenager, Robedo Valencia, was one of the latest to die. His mother is Cruz Elena Gonzalez. She recalls how he left early one morning to take food to other farmhands. Later, soldiers trudged past with a mule, a body strapped to its back, covered in a tarp. She later learned it was Robedo, but she still doesn't know why they killed him.
That's what we were asking. Why did they kill the boy? They were going to pass him off as a guerrilla, but no, they couldn't get away with it.
The case is now under investigation by the Attorney General's office, along with hundreds of others. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, San Francisco, Colombia.